I am Rory McCann. I am the marketing manager and a conference producer with Life Science Nation. I'm joined today by Michele Marsola. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Digital Networks. Michele, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks, Rory, for getting to this interview. I've been very happy to work with Life Science Nation since many years. I started when you remember the time when we were still able to travel and meet people in person in Boston. And since then, I've been participating to both the digital editions and to some of the in-person editions of RESI. We have found RESI to be an extremely practical format with a high variety of participating companies and investors. So it works pretty well. The platform for setting up the meetings is still proven to be the most practical and efficient one, which I cannot say of some of the other meetings where they've tried to invent their own platform with disastrous effect. So, you know, everything is great. And we have one clear success story that we can track to RESI Spring in Europe 2020, when we were still under all the constraints of the pandemic. We met Antoine Prestat, the founder and chief executive of PEP Therapy, and myself. I was there scouting for the new potential deals to be proposed to directly to my family office and also to my group of investors at Italian Angels for Growth, the largest angel group in the south of Europe and probably one of the largest in the world. We met with Antoine. He was clearly impressive already in the first session of meetings with a clear proposition for developing a novel first-in-class solution for treating triple-negative breast cancer and ovarian cancer through a penetrating peptide. Our process is normally to have a couple of screening calls to understand where and how that potential company may fit with our minimal investment criteria, and clearly PEP Therapy was able to show that they have all the basics from intellectual property to the management team to a clear unmet medical need. And so we brought PEP Therapy to our investment committee, where all our investors decide whether they would like to put any money on any of the 3 to 4 opportunities, which are those presented on the 30th of June of last year.
That's between March and June that you decided you were going to bring PEP Therapy to your group.
Yeah, right.
Is that a typical timeline for you, or is that fast?
Yes. Yeah, it normally takes approximately 3 to 4 months in order to move from entering into the radar screen to be able to present to our group of investors. We, as a group of private investors, clearly had some limitations in terms of emotional commitment in the digital world. We have better memories of when we were together as individuals and persons, and we were able to see in person the founder and proponent of the investment, and we had the opportunity of having drinks and coffees and get direct appreciation of the quality of the team. Couldn't do this for the past year, and in the digital world, conveying the value and the strength of life science opportunities is a little bit more challenging than demonstrating the validity of the latest trick in the digital world.
Yeah, how did that impact your process?
We have seen that it takes a little bit more time than to get the full commitment covered. Clearly, for some of our private investors, the uncertainty of COVID made people to reduce the amount of commitments that they normally make. At the end, we have invested in PEP therapy €700,000. We had better experiences because one thing is when you go and meet people directly during the tour of the medium-sized town of Italy, and another one is when you do digital meetings and try to explain difficult medical concept over the web. We have been able to stay on the lead for the investment. We have been able also, thanks to other meetings at Resi, to involve other important co-investors. We have teamed with the current investors at PEP Therapy. And so we closed the first tranche of the Series A very well in March. And we're actually closing the second part of the round in the coming months, where we have also brought in other co-investors that we've met through Resi, but we cannot yet disclose their identity.
I appreciate you going through that process because I think it is really important for fundraising executives, especially ones who are maybe a little bit newer to the fundraising landscape, to get a sense of actually how long the process can take. I guess in your case, March 2020 to March 2021 when you closed the round. I think that is valuable.
I've never closed a deal, a real deal, in less than 6 months from a presentation to the investors to the actual wiring of the money. If it takes more than a year, it means that problems are significant and it will probably never close. But I would always encourage people to start earlier and also because it is a learning experience and the earlier you learn, the less mistakes you're going to do when it is going to be the right time for closing the deal.
That is a very good point. Are there any common mistakes you see in the pitching process, in the meeting process, that newcomers can sort of avoid? I guess, what makes you look twice at a company when you're participating at Resi?
There are plenty of mistakes that we all do. I'm also fundraising for my own companies, so I'm sure that I'm doing my own reasonable share of mistakes, but there are the typical mistakes of newcomers, of not having a reasonable profit and loss shown, not having reasonable expectations, having totally unreasonable expectations in terms of pre-money valuation, having the funding of the round being inconsistent with the actual needs of the company. Typical of American companies, there are always hyperinflated budgets. Sometimes people think that if you ask for 20 million when you need 10 million, it means that you have a more serious round. Here in Europe, we tend to know that capital efficiency is positive. Mm-hmm. So if you can do it for 10 million, with 10 million, it's better to ask for 10 million instead of asking for 20 million, just because it looks that you are more important than you actually are.
I think a lot of fundraising executives, especially in the US, might not see there's a different perspective if they're seeking capital outside of US and US investors, although I'm sure most US investors would agree with that assessment as well.
Especially for the American companies, sometimes they are too focused on the metrics of the United States. Many companies do not understand the basic math of early stage investments, so they do not compute the typical multiple that investors are considering where they're deciding to invest their money. Investing in a chief executive who has unreasonable expectation is a very, very bad recipe.
Is there anything that you've experienced this year that you will keep and incorporate in your process in the future when the world doesn't look like this?
Hopefully not. I think we've learned that we can do reasonable good work virtually. Yes, we have probably learned that we can increase our productivity and perhaps shave 20 to 30% of our travel, which may be substituted by virtual meetings, including this one that we are having, and having a slightly more efficient scheduling of our traveling and working activity.
Over the past year, we've appreciated your participation with Digital Resi, your enthusiasm for it. It really helps create a great environment, virtual environment for the Resi community, and we appreciate you being a part of that. Michele, thank you so much for joining me for this conversation, and I look forward to part two in a
Yeah,
little bit.
thank you, Rory.